This podcast contains some strong language and adult themes. If that's not your cup of tea, then go and find something else. But if it is, then we're happy to have you. So welcome.
Da 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 da
Da
da
da da da da da. I'm Holly, I'm single and I live in Manchester.
And I'm Jess, I'm a married mum of two and live in Devon.
Despite our differences, we are still the best of friends and we have been since the day we were born.
So welcome to our podcast, Two Kids and a Best Friend, where we discuss everything from night feeds to nights out, pop culture, embarrassing stories and confessions.
I'm a big fan of Lily Allen and I've listened to her audiobook so many times. I genuinely find her life really interesting.
Is she the one who like had like really outrageous stories in her book?
Yeah, I really like her and I like her best friend, Makita Oliver, who you'd probably recognise. She used to present like loads of TV shows when we were growing up. Anyway,
Yeah.
the two of them have started a podcast called Miss Me, and like it features the two of them as, you know, best friends for years. Lily lives in New York now with her husband, David Harbour, who's obviously the policeman
Oh,
in
from
Stranger
Stranger Things.
Things,
I
the
love
most random couple
him.
ever.
I didn't know
Yeah.
they were married.
Yeah, they're married. She lives in Brooklyn with him. And obviously, she's got two kids. Anyway, her best friend lives in East London, hasn't got any kids. She's single. She's just got a puppy and all this stuff. And like, they are obviously talking about their stories from when they were younger and all of this, right? So I looked at the podcast charts. It's just launched like maybe
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. And I thought, hang on a minute, this format, it sounds kind of familiar.
Do you
But the
think that
difference
Lily went
is,
on and found ours and thought,
I
that's a good
think,
idea?
well, we have had some listeners in the US. I thought maybe she'd thought, oh, me and Makita could do that, except we're both loaded. We could get the BBC to be interested in us because we're famous. And lo and behold, they are at the top of the charts and we're not even anywhere near. We're not even within sniffing distance of the charts. Goes to show, this is a good idea.
It is a good idea. And, you know, we will be there one day. We will overtake Lily and whoever.
Makita. Yeah.
Makita.
We'll walk right past them at the British Podcast Awards as we go and collect our trophy. People who are listening, you can't see what I can see in front of me here, but can we just appreciate the commitment to this podcast right now? Because Jess is sat there in her hotel room. She's going to be a bridesmaid tomorrow. Sorry, guys, not obviously not for my wedding, can I just say? Not like you were thinking that anyway, but just to let you know, spoiler alert. She's in her lovely hotel room, looks gorgeous, and she's taken a mic with her. Now, I've been away working this week and I took my mic with me, except I took it apart because I thought I could do it from the hotel room. Anyway, ended up working longer hours. We couldn't do it. And now I can't get the mic back on the stand. So I'm holding it like I'm singing a really emotional ballad.
I feel like you look really professional holding your mic up like that.
Do you think? See, I think yours looks really good on the stand.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Jess is going to be a bridesmaid tomorrow. And it's your first night away from Ella since you've had her. She's 9 months
Yeah.
now, and your mum's got George.
I
And
know.
how are you and Ollie feeling then, being away from the kids?
So, me and Ollie don't even get to see each other. So, it's our first weekend away together since having Ella, so 9 months. And obviously, some of our best friends are getting married tomorrow. So, Ollie's really good friends with the groom, and I'm best friends with the bride. So, Ollie's actually playing golf all day. I say playing golf, he cannot play golf. So, Connor is like a professional golfer. He's amazing. He does tournaments. So he's doing like a really fun golf day today with all of his friends and family. Ollie's just gone and tagged along and driving the golf caddy. He's watching an 18-hole game and then he's going for dinner at the hotel tonight. And I'm going for dinner with Katie, the bride. So we'll probably see them there later. So I'm in the hotel room at the moment. Bloody commitment. I tell you that because there would have been no other time for us to record. But yeah, I'm so excited. Like, I love a wedding. Getting to see Katie and Connor get married is going to be just amazing. And me and Ollie just have a kid-free weekend. So even though it's stressful and I'm wondering what's going on at home secretly, like, it's really nice to be able from tonight be able to spend some time with Ollie. Because you know what? Sometimes I look at Ollie and I actually miss him. Because even though we see each other every single day,
It's
we
not
don't
quality time.
really. No, it's not. You're literally like, what? He's at work, I'm doing whatever in the day. Comes home, it's like bath, bed, dinner routine, which any parent knows is bloody the worst time of the day, because it's just so stressful. Then by the time we get the kids to bed, do all the tidying, we sit down, we're just like, ugh, like literally no energy. So it's going to be really nice tomorrow, like at the wedding day, like us both being all dressed up, getting to
Yeah,
spend time
you'll be
together.
looking at each other thinking, oh, I'll have a bit of that later.
Yeah.
I'll have a
Ollie's made
slice of that.
I've actually packed some lingerie as well, so we're hopefully going all out. We were both so drunk on my wedding day that we went back to the room, and it was so funny. I actually cringe thinking back. So we had like the obviously bridal suite, and it had a massive hot tub in it. But we didn't get back to our room till 1 in the morning, and we were like, we've paid so much for this fucking wedding, we're gonna use the hot tub. Well, we couldn't turn it on, so we go next door and get my mum to come in. She's trying to turn it on at 1 in the morning. She couldn't turn it on, so we go out to reception and get some random bloke in at our room at like 1:30 in the morning turning on the hot tub for us. And we tried to have sex on our wedding night because we felt like we had to because it was our wedding night, but it was awful. I'm not even lying. It was probably the worst shag we've ever had. We were both drunk. And you know, like when they're drunk, they go, like they last for ages, don't they? Because they're not really with it. So he was
Yeah.
just like going on and on. We were just like, oh, this,
And you're
we were doing
like,
it for the sake of it.
get it over with. Consider this marriage consummated.
Because we were like, oh, how do you not get have sex on your wedding day? Like, you have to. But it wasn't great because we were both so drunk. And then we got in the hot tub for a little bit, and yeah, then I didn't even go to sleep. I was so excited. I opened all of our wedding cards because I wanted to see how much money we got. So yeah, that was our wedding night. So I'd be interested to hear how Katie and Connors go tomorrow.
Didn't you and Ollie sneak off and have a quickie?
No.
You didn't. We were all,
No.
I definitely, me and your mum definitely started that rumour then. Because
Did you?
you two
No.
disappeared for ages and then
Yeah,
you came back down
that
the
was just
stairs.
to have photos done.
Oh, then you came back down the stairs and we were
I
like,
tell you what, though, on my wedding, my mum
oh.
did catch one of my second cousins and his girlfriend having a quickie in the disabled toilet.
I was on the train on the way back today from being away for work, and there was this the biggest chav I've ever seen, and he was talking so loud. And he's talking and he's like, oh yeah, just going to Manchester, my brother's in prison, yeah, doing life, but we only reckon he got to do 16 year, like that. And he's going, yeah, got 3 kids, me. 31. He said, my missus, she went uni and she came back all horny after a night out, all dead horny she was. And the next thing you know, she's pregnant. He said, so I thought I'm gonna have to have the snip. And he's there fully talking really loud about what
Oh,
his snip procedure
stop.
was like. He was like, but problem is, once you've had it, he said, you gotta get rid of what's left. He said, so I was banging it out
What
like
does that
milkshake.
mean? What? Is that a thing? They get the snip and then they have to have a wank.
We've got like a listener in India now. We're still getting our international listeners, but someone told me the other day that maybe why it's showing up as these international listeners is that people are accessing our podcast through like a different internet server, and really that spoiled our fun because I was like in my head thinking we aren't so worldwide, we're international. Our energy and our humor just transcends cultures and languages. That's what I was thinking. And now I'm like, well, maybe that was it. And it's kind of ruining our fun. So if you are an international listener, what we really want you to do is take a photo of your view wherever you are in the world while you are listening to the podcast, where you are, and send it in to us, because we want proof. We want to know who you are. We want to know who our international listeners are. And if we get no photos through, then we know that people are using VPNs to access us.
And that's completely ruined our fun.
And if that's the case, why are you hiding for? Why you got a VPN? So we've got some questions again this week.
If you had to pick your top three, like, chick flick rom-com movies, what would be your top three? So I think my very top is Devil Wears Prada.
That
film is just, it's done things to me. Like, I could watch that on repeat and never get bored. That scene where she gets, like, the makeover and is walking through with all the different outfits, that changed my life. Right, so my second is 13 Going on 30. I love that film so much.
That's got to be top for me.
Is that your top?
That's got to be top. That's got to be top. That scene at the end.
Right, and in my last one, which I wonder if this will be in your top as well, is Angus Thong's Imperfect Snogging.
Oh my God, that's got to be at the top. After watching that movie when it came out, which feels like forever ago now, I then read all the books. And
the books were so good. Yeah.
And I was like, that could have so been a series.
They could have. I don't know why they never
I don't
make
know why
more.
They never did. But now I watch it and it's Aaron Taylor Johnson, or Aaron Johnson, as he used to be. He's obviously now married to Sam Taylor, the director. Now, don't you think their relationship's a bit weird?
It is so weird. So for anyone who doesn't know, Aaron Taylor Johnson was the star of Angus Thong's Imperfect Snogging. Everyone's probably childhood crush, wasn't he? Robin.
Oh my God.
He was
God.
Insane in that film.
Joke like, of it was, like, they're like school age, right? It's hilarious. What did the boys look like when we were in school?
Not Aaron Taylor Johnson.
And the guy that played his brother in it.
Tom.
It just set me up for, to be honest, men don't even look like that now.
No,
like,
they don't. Sam Taylor, did she direct the film, or she was a producer on the film, or something?
So I think after Angus Thong's A Perfect Snogging, he was in
it's a different
movie
film
called Nowhere Boy, which I think is the story about John Lennon's life.
Oh,
and
okay.
She directed the film, but am I right in thinking he was he
17?
Oh my God.
So he was 17 and she was 40, 42, and basically they started a relationship. So everyone says it was like blatant grooming, like it's weird, and they're still together now.
They are still together now, and they do seem madly in love. And I've heard her speak.
They've
about
got children.
This.
He had children when he was like 18 and 19 or something.
I don't know if this is true, but I read that he doesn't speak to his family and stuff. And I can imagine it must be really hard, because, you know, if you do love someone, then fine. I know what they're saying in terms of, like, if it was a man, an older man with a younger woman, would you bat an eyelid as much? But I actually think that men are just pervs. Like, everyone knows that. That's why it's more expected, because it is. But, like, you almost hope that the woman has more of a moral compass.
Yeah, but it does happen. Like, Caroline Flack dated Harry Styles when he was 17 and she was 30.
It's not as bad as being in your 40s, though. And she,
yeah, 40
her ex-husband,
is, yeah.
Sam's ex-husband was Jay whoever, like this really big art dealer who then went on to go and date Lily Allen, who was a bit younger. I learned this in Lily Allen's book, see. Who then went on to date Lily Allen, and Sam Taylor made all these jokes about Lily Allen in the press and stuff.
Oh,
for like
really?
Dating her. And then she goes and then gets with a 17-year-old.
I'm 27, right? And Ollie's brother is 17. Yeah.
No.
And I look at him and he is like a child, and his friends are children. Like, how can you fancy someone who's 17? They're so young. I mean, I know that Aaron Taylor Johnson was
gorgeous.
A very good look. Yeah. But still, he must have, like, because when we watched it, we were young. So, like, you know, we were going to fancy him. But being a 40-year-old woman, I just can't see how you fancy a 17-year-old. When you're, like, 70, do you fancy 70-year-olds? Like, do you look at them and think, oh, he's looking fit today?
While your body changes, you as a soul, like, you don't change. So do you still
Yeah.
fancy, like, young, like, attractive people, or do you kind of go more with your age demographic?
I definitely think as you get older, you would still fancy like the young, like not like
Yeah,
17 young, but like
no.
20s,
But
you
you'd go,
know?
oh, he's a bit of all right. Or,
Yeah.
yeah. Just the thing is, I don't think men age very well. Whereas I think women
They
can still be
don't.
glamorous, whereas men
Women do
lose
age
their
better than men.
hair, they
Oh, get
get
a
beer
receding hairline.
bellies. They get beer bellies. Whereas women still look glam and everything.
Yeah.
That's what I think anyway. But what stresses me out, I would say I get more attention from older men than I do my own age. And by older men, I mean old enough to be my dad or older. And I actually find it really
Do
stressful.
you think that men just always want younger women? Like, no matter what age,
Yeah.
if they're 40, they want 30. If they're 30, they want 20. Like,
I think so. I don't
yeah.
think that their perception of what they find attractive ever changes. Obviously, that's probably not the case for every single man. But yeah, I do think that they always have that
Look at
pervy part of
Leonardo
them.
DiCaprio.
Yeah, but I've heard some right stories about him.
Have you?
Yeah.
I always wanted him to be with Kate Winslet. I just think they would have
I
been the perfect
know.
couple.
Imagine if you were in a situation with Leonardo DiCaprio, i.e., horizontal. I guarantee it would be the most anticlimactic thing of your life. It would
I feel like
be,
he's got a belly now. He's
I feel,
quite big.
it's not
Yeah.
even that. I just feel like he would not even put effort in. I
You'd
feel
be
like it would be
picturing Jack from
so,
Titanic and you wouldn't be getting that, would you?
no.
I just saw like a thing go across my screen and now I'm shitting myself that this place is haunted. Saw like a white flash and honestly, I'm
Oh
like fucking
God. Have
scared
you heard
now.
back from Take a Break, Fate and Fortune yet?
No, I think they must have thought I was a weirdo.
I've got to tell you, right? My mum this morning sent me a photo of an egg she was cooking. And it looked like it had a face in the yolk. And she went, oh, let's look, there's a face in that. I wonder if it's your nan saying hello to me. And I just went, oh, too far, mum, too far. She went, well, I did think, because it's an egg and Easter and your nan liked Easter.
Are you sure she didn't bath me?
Yes, I know. Maybe it would make more sense. We were swapped.
You seen the photos of my fave couple ever, Taylor and Travis, this week?
I have. There's one where it looks like they're having a big argument.
Oh, bullshit. They ain't having an argument. She's just being expressive when she talks, like, you
It's
know,
like
when you're,
me. People say to me, stop
yeah.
shouting. I'm like, I'm passionate.
Do you know
I'm
what's so
not.
funny is like, if even if they were having an argument, right? Like, if someone papped me all the time, Christ, like, I'd getting out the car, probably having a go at Ollie for doing something wrong or whatever, and got papped, they'd be like, on the verge of a breakup, like arguing in
Yeah.
the car. It's like, no, everyone fucking does
Well, yeah,
that.
they pick the worst, don't they?
Yeah, but there are so many photos of them like on the beach together holding hands. There's a photo of her laid down with his hand on her bum. I love it. For anyone who doesn't know, who lives under a rock, we're talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, the new it couple. And
They
obviously, I'm
are.
like the biggest Taylor fan, so I just love it so much.
And I'm the biggest Travis Kelce fan. Which is funny because I don't usually like big muscular men or men with beards, do I?
Yeah, no, you don't. That is not your type at all.
I certainly would climb him like a tree.
They know what they're doing. They are creating more interest, views, and purchases because loads of people have gone out, like young girls, and bought Travis Kelce's like NFL top.
Yeah, at first I was umming and ahhing about whether or not it was a PR relationship. Obviously, now I don't think that is the case,
I
but more
don't think
often than
Taylor needs a
not,
PR because she's so famous.
no,
Like,
I
why would
know.
she need? I mean, I'm going to defend her no matter what, let's be honest. But
Yeah.
I don't think she needs one. Like, I understand why other people do PR
But, like, for
relationships.
example, like, conveniently, there was Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. That was all
Oh.
going on while, like,
Don't
waiting for
worry,
their
darling.
film to come
Yeah.
out, Don't Worry, Darling, which she directed and he starred in. Sounds familiar. She's older.
What's the age difference there?
Oh, God, not as much as them, though. God. And then also there's Kylie and Timothée Chalamet, but yet you've not heard of about
Is
them
that
recently.
A thing or not?
And
Because
there was loads, we got loads about them, and then
and
we
then
haven't all of a
nothing.
sudden. And that coincided with the release of him being in that new Willy Wonka film.
Yeah, and Kylie getting back out there.
So I do just feel like
I
it's
actually liked them
hard
together,
to
though. So,
know.
like,
Yeah, I did in a weird way.
I get disappointed when, like, things break, when, like, they break off and that. Even though they do not know me, I do not know them. I get invested.
Yeah, I get invested, but also when it's someone like Harry Styles or Timothée Chalamet, I also get savagely jealous.
Especially Harry Styles for you.
There is literally no one that will ever do it for me as much as him.
No one.
No one.
Not Aaron Taylor Johnson.
No.
What about
Harry...
Leonardo? What about Leonardo DiCaprio as Jack from the Titanic?
No. Nobody.
Really?
No. No. Harry just. Oh my God! Like even talking about it now, I'm getting the tingles.
You're getting fanny flutters.
I'm getting fanny flutters. So, we've got another one here. How do you get yourself out of a depressive episode?
Do you know what? I am quite open about the fact that I have suffered with mental health in the past. Especially after having George, I did suffer with postnatal depression and it was really hard. And I put on a lot of weight and I didn't want to do anything. Like I just had no drive, no motivation anymore. And that's happened a couple of times in my lifetime. And do you know what? My advice to anyone is, and it's so cliche, but it's so true. You've got to push yourself through it. You have got to get out of your comfort zone and actually just do things in the sense of like keep yourself busy. I find that getting out of the house, even just for a walk, is a huge thing. And it's so cliche. Like doctors say, eat healthy, exercise. But it's actually so true because whenever in my life I lose a bit of weight, I'm eating healthy and I'm exercising, you do feel better in yourself. It's so true. And it's really hard to get yourself started in doing something like that. But I think, what do they say? It's not motivation, it's discipline. You don't always have to have motivation.
Yeah.
You just have to be disciplined with yourself and force yourself to do it.
Let's be realistic. I don't go out running all the time when I feel sad. Sometimes I put it off, i.e. today, I did not feel like it and I should have. But then tomorrow is another day. You can't beat yourself up with it. But also, for me, being around people and not sitting inside is a big factor. So I'm such a social person. So it's making those little plans with your mates. You don't have to spend money. You can do little stuff. And I always say to people that having someone like that company, even if it's you're just in a room watching a film together, not speaking, sometimes that just helps. So I think it's really important to not isolate yourself. Discuss your three biggest turns on and three biggest You go first.
Okay, so.
Because we've got one in common, looking at that.
Do we?
You put one option and I'm like, oh my God, I thought that I was unique.
Okay, so since Ollie got his new car, obviously we have an automatic car, which is our Mercedes.
Clio.
He got his £900 Clio, which no, isn't a turn on, you know, the shitty Clio. But we went out in it the other day and he was driving it, right? And the way it's like, his muscles, not that it's like hard to change gear in that, but just like the way he was changing gear on a manual car and taking the control of the car, like it turned me right on.
For me, it only turns me on when they go up to a higher gear and speed up a little bit.
Like, what is it about
vroom,
like
vroom.
Driving an automatic car? Like, oh, that's not a turn on, but God, moving that gear stick, like it did things to me.
Can I just intervene here? I have let men without driving licenses make me feel rubbish about myself, but actually, like, why can't you drive?
That is a turn on, and saying
about money, no, because you can afford to go out every weekend, it's priorities. Anyway, I just had to add that in because I've been there feeling sorry for myself when a man's hurt my feelings. It's like, You got a driving license, hun. What are you still using? Your provisional. You're nearly
degree.
30.
Right, so my
Sorry.
next biggest turn on, but this is all related to Ollie, by the way, just
I should hope so.
FYI, is when he comes in and he's had a fresh haircut and beard trim. Like when his hair and beard gets too long, I'm like, oh, but he comes in with it
The
all looking
haircut,
fresh.
the
That
fresh
is a turn
cut,
on.
the
But
fresh
yeah, the
fade.
short, fresh fade, yeah, that always does things to me.
Yeah, 110%. By the way, there's no point duplicating because these are mine as well. But also, I
It?
know Ollie has an office job and works from home, but like, have you seen those TikTok videos where women talk about those men when they're wearing like the tradesman trousers and they walk in from work? Oh, Lord.
You want
Oh,
a
Lord.
tradesman then?
Don't know if I do, but I just quite like
The thought of them coming in with their worksman's trousers on.
I don't know. At this point, who knows who I'm going to end up with? Jesus Christ.
Could be anyone. And then my last one is just whenever he's playing with George and Ella, doing dad things. Like the last week, George had a Easter egg competition where they have to paint an egg. And Ollie spent the weekend, like, we went to Hobbycraft, he bought the stuff, he sat down with George, painted it, then he drew Peppa Pig faces on all
Can
the
I just
eggs. Oh.
say, Jess sent me this, and I'm glad you brought this up because I was meaning to bring this up and I totally forgot. Ollie, I know you're going to listen to this because Jess forces you to, but you could be an artist. They were phenomenal. Those Peppa Pigs,
I know, I
spot
could never have
on.
done it. I
It
couldn't have
was
done it.
so good. Yeah, I think that. I think that the dad things
Yeah.
would make you go, oh my God, even more, like love them even more. So
Yeah, I
yeah.
see him doing that and I think, oh God, he's going to actually like get some tonight. And then it actually comes to the evening and I'm like,
Funnily enough, do you remember that time when we were about to go Butlins and me and you had taken George in town, and this was a few years ago now. And we come back to yours and you're like, oh, I'll just get my stuff. And then my mum was picking us up from yours. And
yeah.
you were like, I'm just gonna go sort my stuff out. Can you stay down here with George? I said, yeah. You came down and we were in the car and you went, me and Ollie just had a quickie upstairs. I was like, oh, all right then. Well, I'm downstairs with your child.
You gotta take it when you can. Right, my first it is when Ollie does not wear socks. If he walks around the house barefoot, like I hate it. I'm always like, for God's sake, go put some socks on. And then if he's walking around with socks on, I find that a turn on, like if he's wearing socks.
Oh my
Honestly, there's
God.
just something about feet. I don't like them.
Feet are
Like,
gross.
even if we have sex, like if he's barefoot, but if he has socks on, I love it. Like boxers and socks. Yeah, that's what I love. So my next ick is when Ollie drives slowly. So like if we're in the car and he's doing like 65 or 70 on the A38, and I'm like,
Sorry, this... so if he's doing the speed limit.
I'm like, oh, you're not driving faster. And he's like, Jess, we've got kids in the car. And I'm like, ugh.
Yes, the speed limit. Oh
No,
my God.
because he does actually drive slow sometimes. Like, we'll be like, do you know on one of those
I
roads where
can
like you can
imagine
go up
that.
to 50, like he'll be doing like 40. And I'm like, Ollie, like, why are you not going a bit faster? And he's like, the car's not even that far ahead. I'm not going to get anywhere. And I'm just like, oh, like it does give me the ick a bit.
I'll
And
give you one
then,
of mine because it's just popped into my head. I want to tell you
what?
before I forget.
What?
And this is so hypocritical because I take so many selfies. But when men take selfies,
Oh my God, no. If Ollie ever took a selfie, I think I would vomit.
or if it's a mirror
No.
selfie.
No.
When I was at
Yeah.
school, I remember this lad I fancied took a mirror selfie from his iPad.
Oh, stop. It didn't have like a flip case, did it? Right, so my last one is, it's really weird, but if Ollie ever sleeps in, like if he has a lay-in, like I was just like, oh, like why are you not up, showered, dressed? Like why are you monging out, sleeping in? Like get up, you lazy bastard. Like that is like
It's no downtime. Get downstairs and paint
but
those
like
eggs for your
our sleep
son's
in.
Easter now. What's my other one? Oh, okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got
What?
it. when their eyebrows have been waxed.
Oh my God, no, that's awful, isn't it?
When they're like so defined.
Ollie went to a Turkish barber once and they gave him the full wax. So like he just asked for like a
Right.
beard trim and hair. And they like, he said his face was stinging. They went in for like the full wax and he came home and he had the most defined eyebrows ever.
And Ollie's got big brows.
He was like mortified. He was like, oh my God, I'm going to be taking the piss out of at football. Like he was like, I can't believe they did it. Yeah. Ollie's so like nice. He would never be like, no, don't do it. He just laid there and let them do whatever to him. So that brings us to the end of this week's episode.
Thank you so much if you are listening still on episode 5. We just want to say a massive thank you. And we want you to engage more with our social medias. We want you to follow us on there too, at Two Kids and a Best Friend on TikTok and Instagram. Please send us in your questions, your embarrassing stories, because we would love to give you any advice, answer those questions, and just laugh at you. Stories. See you later.
Bye.